Initial evaluation to be dated 1/22/2013. Physician's name, Bruce Monaghan, M.D., M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N. Advanced Orthopedic Centers. Next line, let's put 414 Tatum Street, T-A-T-U-M, Woodbury, New Jersey, W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, 08096-3499. Patient's name, Catherine Atkinson, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. And date of birth, 7/18/52. Excuse me. Dear Dr. Monaghan, thank you for the referral of your patient, Catherine Atkinson, to Precision Physical Therapy. Period. Your referring diagnosis is status post Xiaflex injection into left, excuse me, into, yeah, left hand fifth digit flexor tendon. Period. Xiaflex, Z-I-A-F-L-E-X. The patient was evaluated today and summarized below. The results of the initial evaluation and plan of care. History of present illness. The patient is a 59-year-old female who has approximately a one-year history of a Dupuytren's contracture of the fifth digit of her left hand. Period. D-U-P-U-Y-T-R-E-N apostrophe S. Period. She underwent the aforementioned injection on 1/16/2013. Period. It was followed up by a manipulation the following day. Period. Since that time, she's experienced an overall stiffness slash soreness throughout her left upper extremity, period. She was fitted with a custom finger extension brace, or finger extension orthoplast brace, O-R-T-H-O-P-L-A-S-T. Period. The patient previously was attempting to sleep with the brace. It should be splint. Changed brace to splint. Period. The patient was previously attempting to sleep with the splint, but was experiencing severe pain. Period. Now she utilizes the splint throughout the entire day. Period. She is able to type at work without problems. Period. Some difficulty with opening jars and holding on to her steering wheel while driving, period. She notes an overall tightness in the palms, in her palm and fingers, left her hand greater than right, period. Next section, past medical history, colon. History of type 2 diabetes and low blood pressure, osteoporosis, bilateral shoulder adhesive capsulitis, and avulsion fracture left ankle, period. She was treated at our facility this past summer for an acute cervical sprain following a motor vehicle accident, period. Good recovery demonstrated, period. That's good. Social history, the patient is single and she is employed as an account manager. Period. She continues to work at this time. Period. Right hand dominant. Period. Uh, Becca, after she continues to work at this time period, her work duties are primarily involve a computer, primarily involve work on a computer, period. Patient enjoys gardening, period. Next section, objective testing. Pinch strength, right or left, : 3 pounds over 2 pounds. Next line, passive range of motion, right over left, : fifth digit MCP flexion, : full over full, comma, fifth digit MC. Let's do these straight down the line instead of in series, commas and commas and commas. So for the first line, fifth digit MCP flexion, full over full. Then let's go down to the next line, fifth digit MCP extension, : 70 over 64. Fifth, and then for the next line again, fifth digit PIP flexion, : 120 over 100, asterisk pain. Next line, fifth digit PIP extension, minus 3 degrees over 0 degrees. Next line, fifth digit DIP flexion, : full over full. Next line, fifth digit DIP extension, 5 degrees over 10 degrees. And then for the next section, let's do active range of motion, right over left, : fifth digit MCP extension, : 21 degrees over 30 degrees. And then for the next line down, fifth digit PIP extension, : minus 15 degrees over minus 32 degrees. Next section, let's do assessment, let's do palpation, : tenderness palpated along flexor tendons as well as the the dorsal surface of the fifth PIP on her left hand. Period. All right, let's go on to assessments. The patient presents six days status post XIAFLEX injection, left fifth digit flexion contracture, period. Or left hand fifth digit flexion contracture, period. Right hand dominant, period. Compliance with custom splint, period. Compliant with exercises as instructed by physician, period. Or reports compliance with exercises as instructed by physician, period. Severe lack of strength demonstrated, period. Good passive range of motion demonstrated with PIP extension, period. Lack of PIP extension strength, which does not enable her to fully extend, enable the patient to extend left finger, period. She is motivated to return to active use of left hand, period. Short-term goals to be met in 2 weeks. Number one, increase range of motion 5 to 10 degrees where deficient. Number two, um, improve functional use of left hand, number three, and initiate home exercise program. Long-term goals, number one, increase range of motion and strength to within functional limit bilaterally. Number two, ability to actively extend left PIP to 0 degrees. Number three, ability to open jars without restrictions. Number four, independence and compliance with an exercise program, period. Treatment plan. The overall plan of care will include a progression of stretching, strengthening, and functional training exercises, all to be included in our home exercise program, as well as passive range of motion, stretching, comma, joint mobilizations, comma, soft tissue mobilizations, comma, and cryotherapy, PRN, period. Ms. Atkinson will be treated for a frequency of 2 times per week for approximately 4 weeks, period. Rehabilitation potential for this patient is good, period. Thank you for your referral and the opportunity to work with you and your patient. Sincerely, Jeff Morley, MSPT, under dictation.